This experiment to bolster small-scale farmers was born at Fondy Market, 30 miles from here, on Milwaukee's north side. The open-air market dates back to the 1930s. Young Kim came on as director in 2003.
To feed a part of Milwaukee that generally does not have the same access to fresh local fruits and vegetables that people in the suburbs do.
However, Kim has found the task of supplying farm fresh produce to a food desert increasingly daunting. The market was losing small growers. He says many rent land at exorbitant fees with little assurance they'll have the parcel the following year.
We found that most of the farmers had, say, a one-year handshake lease. This project came about because we were worried about our farmers and how they were doing and whether or not they were making enough money.
The Fondy Farm Project secured 80 acres of land north of Port Washington and offers farmers reasonable rent. So far, they're working about half the parcel.
It's $150 an acre a season, and they have to sign up for 3 years.
Now, well into the project's second season, Kim didn't anticipate the thrill of showing off too many crops to name under the blistering sun.
Last year was so wet. We made this gravel road a priority because, you know, the farmers were getting stuck, and then this year it's dry.
You're hearing water being pumped up from 40 stories below ground to feed Fondy's new irrigation system.
You know, they've never had irrigation. They've never had tractors. The biggest thing they had is maybe a rototiller.
The project is phasing in other shared amenities. A petite but powerful grower, Bridget McGeehan, is putting muscle behind a garden fork. She's working fertilizer into a patch of dense clay soil. She especially delights in the farm's new hoop house, a portable greenhouse, this one about the size of a city bus.
We built it on the 15th of April, a life-changing day.
McGeehan relishes the possibility of extending her growing season under plastic and of learning from and sharing with fellow farmers.
To watch that relationship develop and grow to such an extent that we help each other out.
It's manager Steve Petro's job to bring together growers like McGeehan, originally from Ireland, and the majority of growers here who are Hmong. He introduces them to ideas that may be new.
Part of it is just having farmers see it instead of trying to force things on people. So it's very much a conversation that we're having with the growers.
And observes how growers from different cultures approach their work. For instance, while Western farmers plunk down seeds in uniform rows, others adhere to an ancient technique known as broadcasting. Petro says scattering seeds liberally seems to work especially well with greens, such as collards.
A lot of customers come from a Southern cooking tradition. One of the things that they look for in their collard greens is really wide leaves, really big leaves. By planting broadcasting things like this, you create more surface area for the leaves to grow into, so the leaves will get bigger.
Petro marvels at the ability of some farmers to read the land in deciding what to grow where.
You know, a lot of the growers have farmed their whole lives, and so a lot of the stuff, even though they maybe don't have a name for it, they don't sometimes even realize they're doing it. It's like a second nature. Hey, James.
Petro greets the son of one of the farm's most prolific producers. She's dubbed her parcel Dragonfly Acres. Son, James Yang, barely breaks his gallop as he gathers the items on his mom's harvest list of the day.
Potatoes, little baby onions over there. That's about it.
As the young man's silhouette disappears, Stephen Petro explains that his mother was literally born in a farm field in Laos.
When she moved to Milwaukee with her husband and her kids, she really tried to get her kids and continues to try to get her kids out here just to get that experience.
The project is unearthing something unexpected and intangible, according to Fondy director Young Kim.
You know, I went into this thinking farmer profits were the main thing that made a farm decide if they were going to farm or not. In the past year and a half that we've been out here, Stephen and I have realized that it's much more than just profit. It's lifestyle. It's cultural preservation.
Kim does not question whether farmers can successfully grow here. There is proof of their collective skill. Last year, they harvested 370,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables and sold nearly everything at Milwaukee's Fondy Market. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.
Figure out if that's a good startup. We can do more or less depending.
Okay.
How it looks.